Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me, oh, my. Me gotta go. Pull a piro down Dubai.
Well, we hope you are celebrating Mardi Gras somewhere. We always seem to use whatever holidays we can for an excuse to party, you know, whether it's St. Patrick's Day or there's always an excuse to eat or drink, whatever it may be.
So I know, I love that.
Now we're New Orleans people.
Yes,
oh
we
my
are
gosh.
Foodies.
We are huge foodies. Today, did you know it's National Banana Cream Pie Day?
No, I do now. Banana cream pie?
Yeah.
You like banana cream pie?
You know, if it's not something I set out to go get, but if someone said it in front of me, I wouldn't have a problem eating it.
I remember my mom used to make it a lot.
You like her chocolate pudding pie.
That is something to be
It's national,
savored every holiday.
It's National Old Stuff Day, too. I don't know what that means. I guess we're that. We're old stuff.
I always wanted to do like an antique shop and call it Dead People Stuff.
You did. That's
disgusting.
The Dead
People Stuff store.
That is disgusting. I'm sure people would flock there from miles and all over the world to go to the Dead People store. So welcome back. We're here live at Club Fitness here at Highway K in O'Fallon. We'll be here till noon today. Stop by and say hello. If you don't manage to get in here today, they do have a three-day pass that you can go online to clubfitness.us. Go to any Club Fitness you would like and enjoy what's new. And our question of the day, would you rather sleep in a morgue or a bathroom? A busy one, dirty one for 24 hours.
Airport bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, those Subway stink. Bathroom. Oh, disgusting. But it just got yummy right now because with us live right now is Carl McConnell. Did I say that correctly?
You did.
I hate when I mess up that last names. He is the owner, the founder, the creator, and the chef, along with his wife, Nancy, with Stone Soup Cottage, which is located in Cottleville. It is the cutest, most quaint, warm, inviting. And I asked you earlier if you'd been there and
no,
you had it.
No, I want to go.
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely amazing. So before I go into complete detail, let's welcome Carl to the show. How
Thank
are
you?
You?
I'm doing great. I'm on sensory overload right now here at Club Fitness.
Sensory overload.
Yeah, completely. It's been a long, cold winter, hasn't it?
Yeah, I'm tired of that.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
But
yeah,
I'm inspired with all these people exercising but here and being
can you
healthy.
Believe it?
It's unbelievable.
Who
good.
Are
you
these
need to
people?
Get on
you didn't know they existed.
You know the cool thing about it, too? Like, you know, you're saying that, Carl, and when you look around the gym, it is not a one-size-fits-all. Like, there is all ages, all sizes.
Incredible.
You know, and, I mean, you'll see people, the handicap parking spots are always full by handicap people, which I love because that they're getting in here and they're not intimidated and feel part of the action. And your grandma was one of them, right?
Right, right.
She came in with her walker.
Yeah, and we just did a member testimonial from an amputee, and it's just they're here to get stronger. You know, so
that's
you
true.
Have so many different stories.
Right.
A lot of people attribute the gym with weight loss. That's not how it is anymore today.
That's right.
It's mentally healthy. It's getting stronger physically. You
it's
don't
every
always
body.
Hear. Yes. You don't hear as many weight loss as you do all these other
right.
quality of life stories.
So what I want to know is, am I going to lose weight tonight?
Well,
no.
Probably. I'll be at the gym tomorrow, won't I?
Well, this place is incredible. I've never been here, the Club
well, that's
Fitness.
Exciting,
so,
then.
You know, the parking lot was packed, and I got to work out just walking here from the end of the parking lot.
What's funny is when you come in, you try to find a front row or, you know, parking spot, and you're mad when you don't because you have to walk too far to go to the
gym.
Yeah,
right.
Work out.
Exactly.
I do it all the time.
Yeah,
I'm
walk to the front door and turn around and go back to your car.
It's like, how rude that I don't have a front parking spot. I'm saving my energy for inside.
It's like Brian Regan ordering the step. Remember when the step came out? You
yeah.
bought the step, new steps in your
yes,
house?
Yes.
He goes, I ran down the steps because... And then I ran back up the steps because it wasn't the Amazon guy bringing my step. And then I ran back down the steps. I go, why did I buy a step? I've got one right here in the house.
Where's the concept there?
Yeah.
So you own the Stone Soup Cottage. You're a chef yourself. And we had met with you, and we were just completely wowed when we left after talking with you and hearing your story, which is quite incredible. You've been all over the world, met your wife in Alaska, who was going out on...
Actually, we met in place called Svalbard on a Russian icebreaker.
That's the one. That's right. She was going out on a polar bear excursion, and you thought, this chick is cool.
She's
anybody
amazing.
Goes looking for polar bears, I'm in.
Yeah,
and so this, you were a chef on these cruise ships. You obviously you have such a passion and a love for food, and decided to come offshore and bring it close to home so you could be with your family.
Somebody decided it for me, actually. Yeah. I got laid off from my job.
Well, that's cool, too, because you didn't let it hurt you. You decided I've got something to offer to the community and around the world.
You know, it's something that Nancy and I wanted to do for a very long time. And through our travels throughout Europe, we saw this concept of small restaurants with a very limited menu concept, more of like the special of the day, right? And we always dreamed of having something like this, and the timing was right. Come 2008, I'd lost my job.
Yeah.
And, you know, what do? At that point.
And a lot of us had lost our
jobs
and homes and all
time.
Of that.
Yeah.
So trying to find a job was not easy because everyone was losing them.
Yeah, it just, you know, boiled down to Nancy's a native St. Louis in here. We've raised our kids here. It's a wonderful place. And, you know, unfortunately at that time, in order to, you know, find another job, I'd have to seriously consider relocating out of the area, and we just didn't want to do that.
Right.
And, you know, Nancy found this beautiful little white house that was for rent up in Old Town Cottleville, and we just said, hey, what the heck? Why don't we give it a shot? And, you know, we're so blessed to be here now, coming up on 10 years.
Wow. But give it a shot. This is the thing that's so cool about it, if I keep hitting this one more time, is, you know what? Let's come up with a beautiful menu, and we're going to serve that menu and see if people will come for that menu. And they come from all over. You're sold out for months, which is incredible. I mean,
so I have to get reservations months. What are you saying?
You need to make reservations.
I guess I gotta try this, and I love.
You have to make reservations today for next year.
Oh, okay.
All right. Oh, I wish. No.
But it is. I mean, unless they get a cancellation. I mean, that could happen where someone gets sick or can't come in. You could luck out. But, you know, that's an incredible concept to
awesome.
Put this beautiful meal together. And what's fun about it is I pulled up the menu because we are so lucky
You're
to be there
tonight.
And I said, oh, my gosh. I'm not sure what everything is, but it sounds amazing. I read meatball.
Why don't we let him describe the menu? I'm sure he can do it so much better than
us. You just said meatball.
But before you describe the menu that we're going to have tonight, I want you to describe how you came up with this concept that we're going to, and homegrown, local, you know, everything, that you're going to come up with this beautiful menu, and people will come from all over and pair it with wines and enjoy it.
You know, like I said,
it
began years ago when it started with a little gig that Nancy and I had going called Private Tastings. And this was back around 2001, 2002. You know, we're trying to make a little extra money, but actually we're trying to find some date nights. I was traveling a lot, and, you know, we had young children at the time, so we came up with this concept, Private Tastings. And what we did, we would go into, we had a select few clients, and we'd go into their homes, and we'd prepare 8-course tasting menus for them in their house. And it took off. You know, I think by our second year into it, we were having to turn away work because, you know, with my travel schedule, I worked in the cruise line business. You know, I could get a call on Sunday night from my boss and say, hey, you need to be on an airplane tomorrow morning. Right, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. So, you know, that became a problem. And Nancy and I had to make a decision at that time of, well, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to go for it? Or are we going to hang back in our corporate jobs? And, you know, that was the right decision at the time because we had young children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we continued our work in the travel business. I, as a corporate executive chef for a cruise line based out of Seattle at the time, and then Nancy was working in sales in the luxury travel business, and we continued on and on and on until inevitably, you know, everything came crashing down around 2007.
Right.
And the luxury travel business at that time really took a hit.
Mm-hmm.
And I found myself without a job in 2008. So, you know, after interviewing with a few companies and cruise lines, one down in Fort Lauderdale, and you know, having to potentially make a decision to relocate the family somewhere else for what? Well, that was the same thing that we were doing before. You know, how was that going to better our family?
Right.
And how was that going to better our lives? So, you know, we took the plunge and decided to resurrect this private tastings idea in this old, yes, in this old brick farmhouse, 18 Civil War era farm home right there in Old Town Cottleville. I do believe it's one of the oldest buildings in Cottleville standing.
And they have little kids, and the story is excellent of their first night. Will anyone come, you thought? Will anyone be here?
Yeah, you know, we built that restaurant out by ourselves, opened up on June 19th of 2009. And, you know, I had maybe two reservations here on Friday, had to close on Saturday, and then next week it was the same thing. It went on and on and on and on until one evening. I have a late reservation. Our babysitter calls off, so I've got a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old back in the kitchen, you know, trying to, you know, Nancy's frantically trying to set the dining room because not only is she an excellent businesswoman, she's an excellent mother, too. She's been taking care of the kids all day, and boom, oh, the babysitter calls off. But we all know how that goes. And we had a late reservation, 12 people. Oh, my goodness, we're thinking, I've got to cook for 12 people. We're going to serve 12 people. And, you know, one of the late ads shows up early, and we're not ready in the dining room, certainly not ready in the kitchen. And Nancy asked me to do something with them, just take them somewhere. And I had this beautiful herb garden down in the back of that old restaurant. So I took these folks down back and showed them our herb garden. We had a beautiful dinner service that night. And a couple of weeks later, we get a call from St. Louis Post-Dispatch. God bless them. I love that paper. And said, oh, we've got a review coming out on your restaurant, and it'll be out in 2 weeks or so. And that was, I think, the most stressful 2 weeks of my life.
Because
right
hadn't
there.
Something broke? Didn't something get
yes,
broken?
Because
and your wife
some,
was having
yes,
to clean
some
it?
Glasses. We broke some glasses that evening, so that prompted her to
the
say,
tour.
"Oh, take them. Yes, take them somewhere. Do something
get
with
them."
Them.
Out of the
so
restaurant
yes,
for
we
a
can.
Moment.
Right, exactly. So that review came out. It was a great review. It really kind of set the table for us, no pun intended. Mm-hmm. And we were able to move forward with our concept and our brand from that point on up to 2013, when we made the big move up to the farm that we purchased and rebuilt an old 1929 barn there. We had a...
Just lovely. Oh my goodness.
Yes, thank you very much. We had a press event there, and this gentleman comes to me, and of course the review had come out from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and this person described how you know, there was a beautiful herb garden. The chef personally took him around to the herb garden. So he says to me, oh, I'm Joe Bonwich. I said, hello, Mr. Bonwich. I know who you are. And he said, well, how do you know? He took his anonymity, you know, very seriously. He said, how do you know who I am? And I said, well, because you wrote about the fact that I took you on a tour of my herb garden. You're the only one I've ever done that for.
Oh, that's funny.
So, yes, we've now been at our new location for 6 years. We're coming up on 6 years now. It's a beautiful 33-acre property, and during the growing season, we grow almost all of our produce there on the farm. During the winter here, we have our greenhouses, but, God, I'm getting tired of winter. Really?
Yeah.
So,
I think we all are.
So just understand this. So you don't know what you're getting that day, right? I'll make a reservation, and then you... There's a daily menu that
go ahead, you explain.
Sure. We post our menus online, so you'll know what you're having before you come in if you visit our website. It's www.stonesoupcottage.com. But so you'll know what you're having, but you're just not going to have a choice of what you have when you come, right? You're going to get a really beautiful 8-course menu. you, Gordon, Kelly, you're going to have it. I can't wait to have you tonight.
No. Do you need to read it by any chance? I'm looking at it.
Do I need to read it?
I can't believe it.
How can you? Well, wait a minute. Okay, hang on, guys. Okay, give me a break on this.
How is he going to forget it?
He does this every month, and it's six things. I can't remember what I did this morning, far less.
We're not even comparing you to him.
Well, there are eight things, but two of them I'm not going to tell you what it is.
Oh, there is? Hang on. Oh, I didn't go down. But wait. But in their words, I don't even ever – I don't know what they are.
That's another reason I want him to explain.
Oh, I can translate.
I will butcher this thing, no pun intended.
Same menu all month long?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome.
So we change every month.
All right. Go. Let's see if you remember your menu.
Okay.
Oh, wait, I am looking at the wrong one, by the way. This says March 7th to March 30th, so I need to go back one and see if he's correct.
Now you're having something different, you thought.
Oh, you're going to love that. Okay, go.
Okay. Are you sure you got it there?
March 7th to March 2nd, and today's March 2nd.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So, well, actually, it's last month's menu that you're having tonight.
Well, yes. Correct, but you are taking it to March 2nd, it says.
That's right. Okay, now I'm clear. Okay. All right, got it. Just trying to remember my menu there, Kelly.
Oh, I'm checking you. Go.
So we're gonna start with Amu's Bouche. I'm not going to tell you what that is right now, though. Because I got to save something for tonight.
All right. Served with a glass of sparkling, by the way.
Yes, it's a Prosecco. It's a beautiful Prosecco. It's called Flor. It's from northern Italy. And then there's the first course is a lobster chowder.
Ooh.
And these are Maine lobsters that are not yet in my kitchen today. Not yet. But they will be.
Oh, my goodness.
Swimming over.
Now I'm getting hungry.
So then we'll have potatoes, celery, and onions. And then we'll finish out with brandy. Then I have bunching onions from our greenhouse. And then a buttermilk biscuit, too.
There's so many more surprises than there are on here.
I know. And then for our second course, it's... all homegrown greenhouse produce.
Wow.
And we dress it with chestnut and herbs and vinegar. And that's a beautiful dish. I think you're really, really going to love that dish. And then our third course is North Atlantic lemon sole, and we saute it. And we serve it with crepes and then dill sabayon. But then I put a little lemon beurre blanc on it, too.
It's going to make me feel very worldly and maybe a little intelligent tonight.
And then
not
you
having
know,
a cheeseburger.
You know, here,
when I call you tomorrow, you're going to be able to tell me what you ate?
I might even talk French.
You know, here in Missouri, we're raising sturgeon and paddlefish, so I have caviar that will go with that dish. It's delicious.
We'll be so uppity.
It really is.
It's like a great,
wonderful product that they're doing.
Wow.
We're not the people behind the curtain on the airplane anymore. We're on the other side tonight.
That's right. The peasants are behind us.
The peasants will be behind us.
And then you have a palate cleanser, and it's a pineapple sorbet, and we put Galliano on it, and this is a sweet Italian liqueur, and it has fennel notes in it. And you'll see that fennel and the pineapple, they really play well together. It's a very interesting combination.
I feel like I'm watching a movie.
Wow.
This is like theater.
I know.
And then our fourth course is always pasta. So we're kind of pasta experts.
I'm so happy.
You know, we have an amazing kitchen team there, too. And Sam, he's my sous chef. He's an incredible talent. I have Ben, who's our chef de partie, and he's our pasta man.
What's a chef de partie?
Parties.
Yeah.
No, actually, he doesn't. He's
kitchen.
A great kid because I know his mom's listening.
He does not party. Dip party.
No,
later.
Yeah, not at all. He's a great kid.
I've never heard that word before.
Chef de partie is he's below the sous chef. It's chef de partie, sous chef, and then the chef, the executive chef, you know. And that's called the kitchen brigade.
Brigade, okay.
Right. And it used to be identified with the chef toque, you know, the tall hat that the chefs wear. So the big shot in charge, the chief guy, the chef, he has the tallest hat, right?
You can cook in one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know either.
Yeah, I know.
Fall off.
I know. They made us wear those on the cruise ship, and... if you've ever been in a cruise ship galley, the overhead or the ceiling is very, very low. So that was always a problem. You know? crooked hats everywhere.
Engineers in the chef department, right?
Yeah, no. Engineer actually on the ship is your best friend as a chef, just saying.
At least it makes you look tall, right?
That's true, yes, exactly.
I'd be like 6 foot.
So that pasta tonight is tortellini. And in it, there's veal ossobuco and homemade farm cheese. And then we serve it with consomme. So we make a veal consomme and bechamel, too. We have greenhouse cherry tomatoes that I roast with a little olive oil and garlic. And then pea shoots from the same place. And
who's jealous right now?
So then we take a sweet bread and we champagne batter it and fry it. And then we serve it with that.
Another surprise.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Did you see the dessert by any chance?
No.
Am I taking too long or something?
Do I need to get dessert?
Okay.
It is. It's absolutely my favorite.
So then for the fifth course, it's pheasant. And we roast it and serve it au vin, which is with wine. It's with red wine. And beautiful little local.
He knew we didn't understand what
he's
talking.
Yeah. Thanks for defining
it. You're welcome.
I can't believe how many courses there are here.
I know.
You keep going and going. You're going to be full.
You're going to be happy.
Yes.
And then that pheasant, I have beautifully locally grown poplar mushrooms. And they come from a guy over here in O'Fallon. His name's JT, and he owns a company called Mushrooms Naturally. And this guy's just he's a culinary treasure here in St. Louis. And what he does, he grows his own mushrooms here, but then he'll go out and forage wild mushrooms for us, too.
Really?
Yeah, he's a great guy. He's a wonderful talent, a career chef. He just decided that he, too, wanted to better his situation for his family. So you'll have those tonight. You'll have those mushrooms tonight. And then we have little baby carrots and onions and sorrel from our greenhouse with that, too. Pork belly that we've cured and smoked as well. That'll go with that.
I know.
I'm going to have to talk to you tomorrow.
and then Gordon, on to your favorite.
Yeah.
And that's creme brulee this month. And we make it in the traditional way by using rosemary. And so traditionally, that dish should only be served at this time of year. It's in honor of St. Mary's. And traditionally, and it comes from northern France, I think the first documented recipe was somewhere around the late 17th century, early 18th century when that came around. But the cream was always steeped with some kind of herb, whether it was rosemary, lavender was used to, or thyme. I love the rosemary effect on it, and I think that you will too.
Oh, looking forward to it.
And
back in the kitchen to get another.
Hey, you know what? We do. We make plenty
of
them.
We're going to go again.
Yeah, we'll have another. We'll have
plenty. He keeps saying he's going to the bathroom.
And then, of course, we have great wine.
Yes.
You know, Nancy's a certified somm.
Perfect.
And she handles the wine program there, and she's brilliant with it, so we'll be able to enjoy that, too. Maybe I can enjoy a little bit with you afterwards.
I would love that.
Yeah,
this is going to be exciting.
Too.
Wow,
that
sounds amazing.
So this will be our first visit, and we're just, I mean, we've been talking about it for months, actually, so we're very excited to be there. So if someone is interested in, you know, being at the Stone Soup Cottage, you serve how many nights a week do you do the private dinners? And when I say private, they're not private. It's just there's... It meaning that you have to make reservations. There's only so much room. It's a very cozy, quaint fireplaces.
That's Thursday through Saturday.
Okay.
That we take reservations. But, you know, another really one of the best-kept secrets in St. Louis is that you can have a party with us Monday through Wednesday if you get 12 or more people together.
You were actually getting ready. There was a company that was having a private lunch. You were setting up in the other room when we came out to talk with you. So yeah, there was one going on that day.
Sure. We do a lot of that. And Sundays, that's family day for us. We don't, you know, I try not to do anything on Sunday.
Sure.
And
it's nice to be able to say that.
So if you have a business and you have a client that's coming into town and you want to really just set the bar high, this would be a great place to have that event.
Or if maybe you're trying to get engaged and you really want to set the bar high, might be you want to go ahead and get that reservation.
That's right. Yeah.
And make that special day even more special, right?
Especially you guys, make sure you do that because guys are typically the ones that are like getting the card 5 minutes before, you know, the next day when they got to go out and get it. And, and forget the engagement, or they forget
altogether,
or the anniversary,
and maybe get it the next day. Right.
Oh, I see it all the time.
So, guys, the fact that she knows, the fact that the woman will know that you plan this 2 months in advance will really set you up there.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Good man advice. Yeah. Good job.
Well, she wouldn't let me give it because she was too busy talking. Go ahead. Yours, Kel.
She's throwing
I was too busy
comments.
Throwing you under the bus that you forgot to get me a card.
When did I forget to get you a card? Oh, yes. Oh, and then she pulled the, oh, honey, you don't need to get me a card.
Uh-uh.
No.
Just go buy me something now.
But they never forget.
I know.
You know what, hey, Gordon?
They never forget.
Gordon?
That's why never forgets.
Gordon, I'm going to help you tonight. She's going to forget about it by the end. I'm going to help you. You bet.
All right. So Stone Soup Cottage, do not forget the name of this incredible restaurant. The word restaurant doesn't sound right. I would say
it sounds like an experience.
Yeah, because it's not. I mean, you just walk in and it's
a cottage experience.
You don't want to leave because the whole ambiance of the place is just, you just feel so at home. I can't explain it. Looks out over the beautiful water. It's just amazing. So stonesoupcottage.com.
That's it.
Check it out. You'll see the beautiful pictures of what we're talking about. Make a reservation. Go with friends or make it a date night or take your mom or whatever it may be, your sister, and have a beautiful, beautiful time. Did I ask you the question of the day?
No, you did not.
Okay, the question of the day. Would you sleep in a morgue or a busy bathroom for 24 hours? I know that's
the Ritz-Carlton.
Those are the those are the educational things that go on this show. What would you pick?
If I got to pick one of those,
you got to pick one or the other.
Oh, my God. Sleep on what?
A busy bathroom in a subway or airport or
a morgue.
The morgue for 24 hours.
Got to sleep. Stay there.
I'd sleep in the morgue. It's a lot cleaner.
Everybody is saying that. First of all, they said we'll have some quiet time.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Don't have to talk to anybody. And they were all over it, which is funny. So that's perfect.
I think so.
Well, we can't thank you enough, Carl McConnell
you.
And his wife, Nancy, who isn't with him right now. She's back probably making sure the restaurant is
ready
for tonight.
She's running kids around to baseball and all that stuff.
So, well, when you're not in your limelight of your restaurant, you're out taking care of the kids and doing those kind of things, which is where you should be.
Thank you.
It's a perfect place to be. All right, thank you so much.
Yes, we are looking forward to it.
Stone Soup Cottage. We're going to be there tonight. We'll make sure and tell you all about it afterwards and share the experience with you. Got to take it to a break. Get to the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. Coming up next will be Chris Keller. She's the owner of the Design Source. We got Neil Westfall, matinee chat with Kathleen Kaiser, and, of course, our beautiful host today, Michelle Micheletti, the person behind this amazing conglomeration of just life.
Marketing.
You're
giving
me
a lot of credit there. Marketing.
Lift local, Michelle says. Lift local.
Come see us. Come down and see us down here at Club Fitness right here on K. Come see us. We'll be right back. You're listening to She Said, He Said on 590 The Fan.
Shout and show me your tits and throw me something new.